AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. In Switzerland at the Davos Summit, President Trump says he still wants Greenland, but he doesn't have plans to use force to get it. The president spoke about the U.S. history with Greenland.
After the war, we gave Greenland back to Denmark. How stupid were we to do that? But we did it. But we gave it back. But how ungrateful are they now?
The president pointed out the importance of Greenland in terms of world security.
So now our country and the world face much greater risks than it did ever before because of missiles, because of nuclear, because of weapons of warfare that I can't even talk about.
A Danish government official told the AP after the president's speech, Copenhagen is ready to discuss U.S. security concerns in the Arctic. The president urged Denmark and the rest of NATO to stand aside. Divisions have emerged over President Trump's Board of Peace as its ambitions have grown beyond Gaza. Some Western European countries are declining to join. Others are remaining non-committal. The president talked about it at Davos.
Because it's true, if we weren't involved, there'd be no peace. It's peace. We have peace in the Middle East now. And you might have Hamas. We have a little flame here and there, but basically that'll be taken out if they don't get rid of the guns.
President Trump says he'll meet tomorrow with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, while Special Envoy Steve Witkoff plans to discuss peace proposals with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The Ukrainian Air Force is reporting Russia launched 97 drones and a ballistic missile overnight. A judge says congressional co-sponsors of a law forcing the Justice Department to release its files on Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell can sue to seek a court-appointed observer to ensure compliance. After big losses on Wall Street yesterday, stocks have steadied so far. Iran State TV says the official death toll from recent protests is more than 3,100. This is AP News. Centuries of love letters are going on display soon at the National Archives in London.
The letters showcase the many facets of love. The exhibition's creator, Victoria Iglikowski-Broad, says the documents include legendary romances from British history, featuring royalty, politicians, celebrities and spies, and also stories of everyday people. The exhibition includes early 20th century classified ads seeking same-sex romance, letters from sweethearts to soldiers, and a medieval story about heartbreak. Highlights include a poignant letter from Robert Dudley to Queen Elizabeth I, and a plea from the father of London East End gangster twins Reggie and Ronnie Cray. Love Letters opens on Saturday and runs to April 12 at London's National Archives. Admission is free. Charles de Ledesma, London.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Switching between tools for one project gets disjointed, especially on tight deadlines. Grammarly built a game-changing writing surface tailor-made for professionals to help you move ideas forward and sharpen your writing. You can brainstorm ideas, summarize meeting notes in seconds, or strengthen a proposal without context switching. Easy to get started and even easier to finish. Sign up for Grammarly free and get your professional writing from draft to done. Visit Grammarly.com. That's Grammarly.com.